The Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team has changed a data point in their calculations for the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem grizzly population. This one change shows that the population estimates on the number of grizzlies thus far have been very conservative. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska asked study team leader Frank Van Manen why make this change now.
One of the first things that the study team looked at when it was first established in 1973 was how can we best monitor this population. At the time, research tools were still somewhat limited. And so one of the things they immediately honed in on was to keep track of the number of unique females with cubs, because females with cubs are a good indication of what the population is doing overall. They're the backbone of the population, so to speak. And so keeping track of females with cubs, the reproductive segment of the population, made sense. And so a lot of effort went into that early on. That led to what we now refer to as the Knight et al. Rule set. This was basically a rule set to identify sightings from females with cubs as belonging to unique individuals, in unique family groups, so to speak. There's a number of criteria that goes into that determination, into that rule set. But the biggest one, the most important one, is a distance criteria. So if you have clusters of observations, you can separate them out based on distance criteria, simply because we know what typical movements and home range sizes are, et cetera. That allowed researchers at the time to identify how many unique females with cubs there were, and that number was then extrapolated to a total population estimate. Now, at the time, that was still a recovering population. So there was an implicit conservative mechanism built into it. And that is that essentially at the time they said, if we use 15 kilometers as a way to, as a distance criterion to separate observations of females with cubs, that is what the data indicated. But they said, let's double that just to be sure that we're not counting paper bears. So they just doubled it, which was very conservative, but justified at the time, simply because the last thing you want to do when you're dealing with a small recovering population is to overestimate how many bears there might be.
Okay, so how did you realize, or you as scientists realize, that this estimate of population is possibly too biased?
If you look at the number of conflicts, they are increasing throughout the ecosystem. If you look at the expansion of occupied range that we've seen over the last decade, whereas our population estimates started leveling off, we started wondering, maybe because we have reached high densities, in at least in the core of the ecosystem, maybe we're not really fully capturing that trend over time, because we're seeing all kinds of other signs that the population might have increased a little bit more than we actually estimated.
And what are those signs?
The increase in mortalities, that's, of course, directly linked to conflicts as well. I think those combined, I would almost say, auxiliary data that told us that was probably going on. But we didn't know exactly to what degree we were underestimating and how we could best correct for that. That's where these simulations with the actual empirical data, but they're kind of re-scrambled to mimic the real population on the ground. That work was really essential for us to move forward.
What does this change for the population, if anything at all?
Given that we've been underestimating by somewhere around 45%, maybe even more, that number is going to go up quite a bit.
So last year's population numbers came out at about 700 something. So that might be 1,000 something now, with this new population calculation?
Right, correct, yeah. And so one part of this is that it's still, technique itself hasn't changed that much. It's just that distance criteria in the rule set. So the nice thing about this is that we can apply this retroactively and kind of update numbers from the past too, and compared to what we had calculated in the past.
And it doesn't change anything on the ground right now?
No, I mean, there's obviously for managers, they'll probably have some discussion on how to interpret these new data. But I think everyone is well aware that on the ground, nothing has actually changed. And so it's just an issue of, okay, these are different numbers. We're basically scaling up from the 727 bears we estimated to be there last year to whatever the new number would be, but everything scales up. And an important aspect of this is too that our mortality estimates will likely actually be lower than we have presented in the past. Lower simply because we will have a larger population size.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska speaking with Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team leader Frank Van Manen.